This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. Now, this is our morning opportunity to find out what's going on in the world, who are the nonprofits, who are the issues of the day, and who's talking about these important topics. On the other side of the glass, the producer of the program is Rob Satter. He makes sure that everything falls together nicely so we get our interviews done. And on Friday, it means we get to talk to movie Mike McGranahan, a professional movie critic, a women in cinema advocate, author, prolific tweeter, and great movie reviewer and keeper of the aisleseat.com website, which I haven't been to in almost 12 hours because we had a chance to watch a movie. And he's a member of the Critics' Choice Association, which is a germane detail. And we're going to talk about in a moment. His sponsor is Campus Theater, campustheater.org. Thank you and good night, I guess. Thank you. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Always glad to be here.
All right. So, first review. We have two today, a mini review, but the full-blown review is Halloween Ends. What do you think?
The saga of mass killer Michael Myers reaches its finale with Halloween Ends. Considering how many times this franchise has been rebooted, I'm going to assume that it only ends temporarily. The movie promises fans a thrilling final showdown between Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis, and the psychopathic Michael, who's been after her since 1978. Promises apparently mean nothing, because most of the story follows her granddaughter's tormented boyfriend, who has a brief encounter with Michael and then puts on his own mask to start terrorizing the citizens of Haddonfield. Only at the very end do we finally get the Laurie-Michael battle to the death we've been waiting for. I have mixed feelings about Halloween Ends. As an origin story for a new killer, it's half-decent, and there are some interesting ideas about how evil is passed from one person to another. But the fact remains that the film is supposed to be the climactic clash between the two characters from the original. Keeping them off-screen most of the time is a huge mistake. This latest Halloween trilogy has taken 3 2-hour movies to give us the 15 minutes we actually care about, and that makes it a colossal disappointment. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give Halloween Ends 2.5 Dr. Loomis's.
Okay. Well, and you have to be particularly careful about spoilers in this particular case, right?
So. I'm not sure there's anything to spoil. You know, my issue with this movie, they came out and they said, we're going to bring Jamie Lee Curtis back and we're going to have a Halloween trilogy that's going to give you Michael and Laurie, and it's all going to be resolved. And they handled most of that in the first movie in 2018. And then there was Halloween Kills, which you may remember I hated. And that movie was all filler. It was just biding time until the big finale. So now we get the big finale, but really most of what it needed to accomplish, it accomplished in the 2018 Halloween, except for those last 15 minutes. So this movie has to kill an hour and a half before it actually finishes the business that was started in the 2018 version. So this is, it would have been a great single movie, but they've inexplicably stretched it out to 3 movies, and they don't have the story for that.
And they stuck the ends segment on the ends.
Right. So, and, you know, and that's, that part is fun. That's what we came to see. But you have to go through all of this other stuff to get there.
Okay. So, yeah, 2.5.
Dr. Loomis's.
Okay. Oh, wow. Is he still in the film?
No, he's no longer a character.
He's been killed.
Yeah, I think he was in a flashback in the last one, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
But, yeah, the late Donald Pleasance.
Okay.
Did a great work in that.
So he's out of the story. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So reviving this series is a distinct possibility, but of course nothing really ends for any of the main characters at all. Plus, you have a new character, this boyfriend, is it?
Right, right. Whether they're going to do anything. I mean, I'm sure that they'll reboot it. Halloween has been rebooted many times. There was a previous Halloween movie where Michael and Laurie met, and Michael decapitated her. So she's already died. Now she's back to life. So, yeah, nothing ever is final in these movies.
Nothing ends in any movie, whether it says ends or not.
Right.
Okay, so that's that. And then, but you are a fan of horror movies. You know,
mm-hmm.
you've come in and talked about several really good jumpstart movies, or not jumpstart movies, some great horror films with new premises that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So originality is feasible. They just bunted on this one.
Right. And, you know, Smile is a movie that's out there right now and doing really well. That's a much more original and effective horror movie.
Yeah, that looks strange, too, involving mental health and a wide range of other things. Okay, so we'll see that out there. Halloween Ends is in theaters?
In theaters and on Peacock if you have the paid version.
Oh, Peacock. Wow, okay, super. All right. Well, there may be a lot. Well, a lot of folks do. All right, sounds super. All right, so that is Halloween Ends. You have a middle... or a mini review of Terrifier 2.
Yeah, before I tell you what I think of this movie, let me set the stage a little bit and tell you and people listening what this movie is in case you don't know. It's a sequel to a 2016 horror movie called Terrifier that, you know, was not, I mean, it was not on most people's radar. I'd never even heard of it, to be honest with you. But it developed a cult following, so they made this sequel. And it was supposed to go right to a streaming service, but they said, let's put it in some theaters in a limited engagement. We'll show it one, maybe two times a night for a week, and then we'll put it on the streaming service. Well, the movie came out in 770 theaters. It cost $250,000 to make, and its opening weekend, it made $800,000 and actually broke into the box office top 10. So this movie had something going on. Theaters decided to hold it over for a second week. The movie lost about 70 screens, and yet the business went up in the second weekend. So now it's sticking around for a third weekend. So this is kind of like a little movie that could. But part of the reason why the business went up and why this has everybody talking is that after that first weekend, reports came out of people either passing out or throwing up during the movie. So it's turned into one of those I've got to see if I can endure it kind of things. So, now, my opinion of it, not having seen the original, it's about this killer called Art the Clown, who is a clown, and there's really not much plot. He goes after a teenage girl and her brother and wreaks a lot of havoc in this small town. But I have to say that I thought the movie was actually pretty effective for what it is. It's designed in large part to be a showcase for the gore effects and to show what the director and his filmmaking team can do. So this is a movie that absolutely lingers on the gore and violence in stomach-churning detail at times. But I thought that it was well done. There's a macabre sense of humor that runs through it. It is kind of a creepy film. So 3 stars for Terrifier 2. You obviously have to have a very strong stomach to get through this movie. But if you like that kind of horror, this movie has some real rewards.
Okay, so 3 stars?
Yeah, 3 stars for it. I would recommend it to people who are inclined to see this kind of thing.
All right, and it is in theaters, as you plainly...
Yeah, it's being held over at RAMC for the third week now. So, okay. I mean, it's really amazing. We don't see movies like this to come out and get... you know, a limited engagement release and break into the top 10 and then do better the second week. I mean, this movie is really becoming a phenomenon.
Is it likely to make somebody squeamish, sick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff, I don't even feel comfortable telling you what happens
okay.
in the
Suffice
movie on the radio.
Because
it's right, because it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. And,
all right, it's gross.
But yeah, it's extremely gross.
Okay, all right, well, super. All right, well, so, good. Well, yeah, it sounds, sounds intriguing. And is it feasible that the movie-making company is doing all this hype, making sure that the world knows about the people passing out and the nausea?
The director gave an interview this week where he said he's actually not real happy about these stories coming out because he's, you know, yeah, you're rolling your eyes, and I am too.
Any publicity is good publicity, right?
Right, right. But he's at least making the show of saying, well, you know, that wasn't my intent. People need to know what this movie is before they go into it so that won't happen. But I'm sure he's loving the publicity, and it's obviously helping the film.
Well, and every dollar that comes in now is a dollar for him and the movie makers and the
mm-hmm.
distributors and everybody else who's in the theater. So
yeah, it's already made, I think, $2 or $3 million on, like I said, a $250,000 budget.
And it's in the black. And when you're watching it, are you seeing a $250,000 budget film being made, or does it look pretty good?
No, I was surprised to read the budget. He
okay.
stretches that money as far as it'll go, and it's all up on the screen. The movie looks surprisingly good.
Good, they
for
got
a low
it
budget.
All right, Terrifier 2.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to watch Terrifier 1, if you're finding yourself compelled, is that anywhere?
I haven't looked. I'm sure it's available on some streaming
Somebody's
service.
Somebody's got
yeah.
it. Okay. What's that site you talked about where everything's there that you might want to watch?
JustWatch.com.
JustWatch.com. All right, mm-hmm. super. All right, entertainment news. So what have we got? The Ghostbuster? Oh, well, the Terrifier 2 stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ghostbusters, director, sexual harassment. What's the outcome of that?
Yeah, actress Anna Faris has talked for years about having been what she felt was harassed by a director. She never named the director until now on a podcast. She announced that Ghostbusters director Ivan Reitman, he also made Stripes, a lot of other great movies. She claims that on the set of a film they made together, he spanked her on the rear end in front of the entire cast, berated her one day, told her agent that he only cast her in the part because she had great legs. So she's now coming out. Of course, Ivan Reitman passed a year or two ago, and she's coming out now and telling this story. So real disappointment. He was an incredibly talented comedy director. It's disappointing to hear that he apparently engaged in some very inappropriate behavior.
Okay, all right, yeah, right. Okay, so that changes his legacy a tiny bit there, but the films are still there, and you can judge for yourself. Critics' Choice Documentary Awards nominees announced.
I'm excited about this. Fire of Love, which is a film about a married couple from France who were two of the world's foremost volcanologists until they were killed by an eruption in Japan, leads all films in the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards nominations. Fire of Love received 7 nominations. That's one more than the runner-up, which is Goodnight Oppie, an Amazon film that looks at the unexpectedly long life of the Mars rover. Other films with multiple nominations include The David Bowie Experience, Moon Age Daydream, and Navalny, a film about the Russian dissident, which I saw at Sundance earlier this year and is a great film. And also 3 Minutes of Lengthening, which is a Holocaust memory piece. So Critics' Choice Documentary Awards, I'm proud to be part of that group, and I think that we did a great job nominating nonfiction films in a variety of categories. Those are just some of our nominees.
Well, in Critics' Choice, it's your stock is going up. Reputation is going up. The credibility is climbing.
Yeah, we really work hard to celebrate great films, and I think that fortunately we're being recognized for that. We are a group of people who love movies and really want to promote great work.
And documentaries are getting their due, too, now. I'm glad
Absolutely.
To see they're brought
Thank
up and
for that.
Up and awarded, and really half the great films we've seen this year were documentaries. And that bodes well for more good documentaries to come out if they're brought up and talked about and made clear. Movie Mike, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Movie Mike McGranahan, aisleseat.com, his website, his sponsor, Campus Theater, campustheater.org.